Hello and welcome to episode number 320 of the LifeSpring Family Bible. I'm Steve Webb, your host, and today we'll be reading Revelation chapters 15 through 19. Let's begin. Revelation chapter 15. Then I saw another great and astounding sign in heaven, seven angels who have seven final plagues. They are final because in them God's anger is completed. Then I saw something like a sea of glass mixed with fire, and those who had conquered the beast in his image and the number of his name. They were standing by the sea of glass, holding harps given to them by God. They sang the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. Great and astounding are your deeds, Lord God, the all-powerful. Just and true are your ways, King over the nations. Who will not fear you, O Lord, and glorify your name, because you alone are holy? All nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous acts have been revealed. After these things I looked, and the temple, the tent of the testimony, was opened in heaven, and the seven angels who had the seven plagues came out of the temple, dressed in clean, bright linen, wearing wide golden belts around their chests. Then one of the four living creatures gave the seven angels seven golden bowls filled with the wrath of God who lives forever and ever, and the temple was filled with smoke from God's glory and from his power. Thus, no one could enter the temple until the seven plagues from the seven angels were completed. Revelation chapter 16. Then I heard a loud voice from the temple declaring to the seven angels, "Go and pour out on the earth the seven bowls containing God's wrath." So the first angel went and poured out his bowl on the earth. Then ugly and painful sores appeared on the people who had the mark of the beast and who worshipped his image. Next, the second angel poured out his bowl on the sea, and it turned into blood, like that of a corpse, and every living creature that was in the sea died. Then the third angel poured out his bowl on the rivers and on the springs of water, and they turned into blood. Now I heard the angel of the waters saying, "You are just, the one who is and who was, the Holy One, because you have passed these judgments, because they poured out the blood of your saints and prophets, so you have given them blood to drink. They got what they deserved." Then I heard the altar reply, "Yes, Lord God, the all-powerful, your judgments are true and just." Then the fourth angel poured out his bowl on the sun, and it was permitted to scorch people with fire. Thus people were scorched by the terrible heat, yet they blasphemed the name of God, who has ruling authority over these plagues, and they would not repent and give him glory. Then the fifth angel poured out his bowl on the throne of the beast, so that darkness covered his kingdom, and people began to bite their tongues because of their pain. They blasphemed the God of heaven because of their sufferings and because of their sores, but nevertheless they still refused to repent of their deeds. Then the sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates and dried up its water to prepare the way for the kings from the east. Then I saw three unclean spirits that looked like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of the demons performing signs who go out to the kings of the earth to bring them together for the battle that will take place on the great day of God, the all-powerful. "Look, I will come like a thief. Blessed is the one who stays alert and does not lose his clothes so that he will not have to walk around naked and his shameful condition be seen." Now the spirits gathered the kings and their armies to the place that is called Armageddon in Hebrew. Finally, the seventh angel poured out his bowl into the air, and a loud voice came out of the temple from the throne, saying, "It is done." Then there were flashes of lightning, roaring, and crashes of thunder, and there was a tremendous earthquake, an earthquake unequaled since humanity has been on the earth. So tremendous was that earthquake. The great city was split into three parts, and the cities of the nations collapsed. So Babylon the Great was remembered before God, and was given the cup filled with the wine made of God's furious wrath. Every island fled away, and no mountains could be found. And gigantic hailstones, weighing about 100 pounds each, fell from heaven on people. But they blasphemed God because of the plague of hail, since it was so horrendous. Revelation chapter 17. Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and spoke to me. "Come," he said, "I will show you the condemnation and punishment of the great prostitute who sits on many waters, with whom the kings of the earth committed sexual immorality, and the earth's inhabitants got drunk with the wine of her immorality." So he carried me away in the spirit to a wilderness, and there I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast that was full of blasphemous names and had 7 heads and 10 horns. Now the woman was dressed in purple and scarlet clothing and adorned with gold, precious stones and pearls. She held in her hand a golden cup filled with detestable things and unclean things from her sexual immorality. On her forehead was written a name, a mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of prostitutes and of the detestable things of the earth. I saw that the woman was drunk with the blood of the saints and the blood of those who testified to Jesus. I was greatly astounded when I saw her, but the angel said to me, "Why are you astounded? I will interpret for you the mystery of the woman and of the beast with the seven heads and the 10 horns that carries her. The beast you saw was and is not, but is about to come up from the abyss and then go to destruction. The inhabitants of the earth, all those whose names have not been written in the book of life since the foundation of the world, will be astounded when they see that the beast was and is not, but is to come. This requires a mind that has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains the woman sits on. They are also seven kings. Five have fallen, one is, and the other has not yet come. But whenever he does come, he must remain for only a brief time. The beast that was and is not is himself an eighth king, and yet is one of the seven, and is going to destruction. The 10 horns that you saw are 10 kings who have not yet received a kingdom, but will receive ruling authority as kings with the beast for 1 hour. These kings have a single intent, and they will give their power and authority to the beast. They will make war with the Lamb, but the Lamb will conquer them, because he is Lord of Lords and King of Kings, and those accompanying the Lamb are the called, chosen, and faithful. Then the angel said to me, "The waters you saw, where the prostitute is seated, are peoples, multitudes, nations, and languages. The 10 horns that you saw in the beast, these will hate the prostitute and make her desolate and naked. They will consume her flesh and burn her with fire. For God has put into their minds to carry out his purpose by making a decision to give their royal power to the beast until the words of God are fulfilled. As for the woman you saw, she is the great city that has sovereignty over the kings of the earth." Revelation chapter 18. After these things I saw another angel who possessed great authority coming down out of heaven, and the earth was lit up by his radiance. He shouted with a powerful voice, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. She has become a lair for demons, a haunt for every unclean spirit, a haunt for every unclean bird, a haunt for every unclean and detested beast. For all the nations have fallen from the wine of her immoral passion, and the kings of the earth have committed sexual immorality with her, and the merchants of the earth have gotten rich from the power of her sensual behavior." Then I heard another voice from heaven saying, "Come out of her, my people, so you will not take part in her sins, and so you will not receive her plagues, because her sins have piled up all the way to heaven, and God has remembered her crimes. Repay her the same way she repaid others. Pay her back double, corresponding to her deeds. In the cup she mixed, mix double the amount for her. As much as she exalted herself and lived in sensual luxury, to this extent give her torment and grief, because she said to herself, 'I rule as queen and am no widow. I will never experience grief.' For this reason, she will experience her plagues in a single day, disease, mourning, and famine, and she will be burned down with fire, because the Lord God who judges her is powerful. Then the kings of the earth who committed immoral acts with her and lived in sensual luxury with her will weep and wail for her when they see the smoke from the fire that burns her up. They will stand a long way off because they are afraid of her torment and will say, 'Woe, woe, O great city, Babylon, the powerful city, for in a single hour your doom has come.' Then the merchants of the earth will weep and mourn for her because no one buys their cargo any longer. Cargo such as gold, silver, precious stones, pearls, fine linen, purple cloth, silk, scarlet cloth, all sorts of things made of citron wood, all sorts of objects made of ivory, all sorts of things made of expensive wood, bronze, iron, and marble, cinnamon, spice, incense, perfumed ointment, frankincense, wine, olive oil, and costly flour, wheat, cattle and sheep, horses and four-wheeled carriages, slaves and human lives. The ripe fruit you greatly desired is gone from you, and all your luxury and splendor have gone from you. They will never ever be found again. The merchants who sold these things, who got rich from her, will stand a long way off because they are afraid of her torment. They will weep and mourn, saying, 'Woe, woe, O great city, dressed in fine linen, purple and scarlet clothing, and adorned with gold, precious stones, and pearls, because in a single hour such great wealth has been destroyed, and every ship's captain, and all who sail along the coast, seamen and all who make their living from the sea, stood a long way off and began to shout when they saw the smoke from the fire that burned her up. Who is like the great city? And they threw dust on their heads and were shouting and weeping and mourning. Woe, woe, O great city, in which all those who had ships on the sea got rich from her wealth, because in a single hour she has been destroyed. Rejoice over her, O heaven, and you saints and apostles and prophets, for God has pronounced judgment against her on your behalf. Then one powerful angel picked up a stone like a huge millstone, threw it into the sea, and said, "With this kind of sudden violent force, Babylon, the great city, will be thrown down, and it will never be found again. And the sound of the harpists, musicians, flute players, and trumpeters will never be heard in you again. No craftsman who practices any trade will ever be found in you again. The noise of a mill will never be heard in you again. Even the light from a lamp will never shine in you again. The voices of the bridegroom and his bride will never be heard in you again. For your merchants were the tycoons of the world, because all the nations were deceived by your magic spells. The blood of all the saints and prophets was found in her, along with the blood of all those who had been killed on the earth." Revelation chapter 19. After these things, I heard what sounded like the loud voice of a vast throng in heaven saying, "Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God, because His judgments are true and just. For He has judged the great prostitute who corrupted the earth with her sexual immorality, and has avenged the blood of His servants poured out by her own hands." Then a second time the crowd shouted, "Hallelujah! The smoke rises from her forever and ever." The 24 elders and the four living creatures threw themselves to the ground and worshipped God, who was seated on the throne, saying, "Amen, Hallelujah." Then a voice came from the throne saying, "Praise our God, all you His servants, and all you who fear Him, both the small and the great." Then I heard what sounded like the voice of a vast throng, like the roar of many waters, and like loud crashes of thunder. They were shouting, "Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the All-Powerful, reigns. Let us rejoice and exult and give Him glory, because the wedding celebration of the Lamb has come, and His bride has made herself ready. She was permitted to be dressed in bright, clean, fine linen, for the fine linen is the righteous deeds of the saints." Then the angel said to me, "Write the following. Blessed are those who were invited to the banquet at the wedding celebration of the Lamb." He also said to me, "These are the true words of the Lord." So I threw myself down at His feet to worship Him. But He said, "Do not do this. I am only a fellow servant with you and your brothers who hold to the testimony about Jesus. Worship God. For the testimony about Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." Then I saw heaven opened, and here came a white horse. The one riding it was called Faithful and True, and with justice he judges and goes to war. His eyes are like a fiery flame, and there are many diadem crowns on his head. He has a name written that no one knows except himself. He is dressed in clothing dipped in blood, and he is called the Word of God. The armies that are in heaven, dressed in white, clean, fine linen, were following him on white horses. From his mouth extends a sharp sword, so that with it he can strike the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod, and he stomps the winepress of the furious wrath of God, the All-Powerful. He has a name written on his clothing and on his thigh, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Then I heard one angel standing in the sun, and he shouted in a loud voice to all the birds flying high in the sky, "Come, gather around for the great banquet of God, to eat your fill of the flesh of kings, the flesh of generals, the flesh of powerful people, the flesh of horses and those who ride them, and the flesh of all people, both free and slave, and small and great." Then I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies assembled to do battle with the one who rode the horse and with his army. Now the beast was seized, and along with him the false prophet who had performed the signs on his behalf, signs by which he deceived those who had received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. Both of them were thrown alive into the lake of fire burning with sulfur. The others were killed by the sword that extended from the mouth of the one who rode the horse, and all the birds gorged themselves with their flesh. So today we saw many things, including worship of the Lamb in heaven and Jesus bringing judgment on earth. Are you ready? I hope you are. If you're not sure, please write to me at steve.lifespring@gmail.com. We can talk about it. Tomorrow we'll finish off the book of Revelation and begin the book of Hosea in the Old Testament. Until then, may God bless you richly I'm Steve Webb.